What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let us take this morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Only a few stories this morning, but quite relevant, so we thought we would cover them in a bit more detail. We start off with the deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, Jairo Bolota Salazar, who was re-elected as a representative of the Barrio Norte district in Colón, is under the scrutiny now of the Comptroller General, Anel Bolo Flores. Barrio Norte is the municipal council that received the most money from the National Decentralization Authority, the AND. This was during the previous government, though the so-called sub-program of national interest is how it was delivered, which is commonly known as parallel decentralization. Barrio Norte received $14.1 million outside the decentralization law and without any criteria or parameters to justify it. The same thing happened with Joel Rodriguez, Salazar's fellow party member and representative of Cristobal Este, in the 2019-2024 five-year period, although it received much less, $5 million, from the parallel decentralization. If Gerardo Solis, the Comptroller-General, until the 31st of December, said that everything was in order in local governments and that only 3% of audits had recommended making adjustments, his successor in office has a different opinion. The community councils of Barrio Norte and Cristobal have no basis for the use of these funds. We will investigate them with the full weight of the law and with the support of the public prosecutor's office, Flores said on Tuesday in his first press conference as comptroller. They're not the only ones. A neighborhood of former President Laurentino Cortizo in Costa Abajo de Colón, Eugenio Delgado, who served as a health representative, is now a mayor and will also be investigated. Comptroller Flores found the documents and computers were destroyed in several community councils to hide information. He warned that those who tried to play smart will not get away with it, since all the necessary documentation is in the National Bank of Panama. If we go to the bank, everyone's accounts are there, said Bolo Flores, who also pointed out that only 34 of the approximately 600 community councils submitted the information requested by the AND. The President of the Republic, José Raúl Molino, had announced that the community councils had 60 days to submit their reports to the new director of the AND, Roxana Méndez. A month ago, Méndez reported that 54 files reviewed from various communal councils and municipalities present inconsistencies in the justification of the resources assigned, which is equivalent to a total amount of $39.9 million. Between 2020 and 2024, the communal councils administered a total of $320 million, the majority managed by members of the PRD. Salazar has not been to the Assembly for months. Last July, he attended 63% of the legislative plenary sessions. Since then, well, he's not been there. He's not been seen in the working committees either. Flores also announced investigations into the communal councils of Betania, Corundu, and Ancon, which handled $9 million without justification. In Corundu, there is nothing that benefits the community. The misuse of these funds is unforgivable. We'll recover that money, he said. In Colón, the case of Salud stood out, a community of less than 500 people. The community council of this district is the sixth that received the most funds in the entire country from the AND. We're not going to allow these abuses, Flores stressed. The PRD representative for health for the fifth time is Eugenio Genito Delgado, who delegated his substitute for the period since he assumed the role of mayor. During a tour by La Prensa in 2023 through Costa Abajo de Colón, members of the community pointed out that Delgado is very close to Cortizo. Between 2021 and 2023, Delgado managed more than $3 million in parallel decentralization funds. However, the health community has neither drinking water nor electricity. The comptroller said that when I call a person who has 10 checks for 1,999 or who was under the radar of fiscal control, I want to see what he or she will say. And he revealed that, like the official, we have many people who did improper things. And the Comptroller General, Anel Bola Flores, also faces a major challenge by agreeing to audit the National Assembly's payrolls, a task that has been flatly blocked in the past. For example, of this was the failed attempt by former Comptroller Federico Humbert from 2014 to 2019, who literally had the doors of the legislative chamber closed to him. However, Bola Flores warns that he will not stop in the face of similar obstacles. If they put me in chains, I'll have to resort to the public prosecutor's office for a search, he said on the Noticias 180 Minutos programme, stressing his determination that no one should be above the law. According to the comptroller, the president of the legislative body, Dana Castañeda, has already been asked for information on appointments and salaries. This exhaustive analysis seeks to identify irregularities, especially in cases of people who supposedly receive pay without working. The Panamanian people are tired of this practice, denounced Bola Flores, making it clear that his administration will not tolerate such abuses. The president of the Assembly has repeatedly stated that the Assembly staff has been reduced under her administration. For example, at the beginning of the ordinary sessions during her speech, she stressed that the funds from the controversial payroll 172 were not used, which resulted in the non-renewal of approximately 2,000 contracts and generated savings in the Assembly's budget. These resources were transferred to the Ministry of Economy and Finance. She also pointed out that the number of permanent or temporary staff was reduced, dismissing more than 600 officials, many of whom did not have defined functions within the institution. However, she did explain that she was forced to reinstate a considerable number of them because they were protected by special laws and privileges. In the case of the Comptroller's Office, Bola Flores indicated that 480 temporary contracts were not renewed at the end of December. This is as part of an effort to reduce the size of the state. He justified these measures as necessary to improve the efficiency of the public sector and avoid unnecessary expenditure. However, he acknowledged that this process must be carried out in an orderly manner and with minimal impact on the national economy. Another problem highlighted by the comptroller is the salary inequality within the institution that he heads. He complained that there are employees with decades of service who are poorly paid, while others, newcomers, enjoy high salaries. It is a great injustice, he lamented, and assured that he will work to correct these disparities and raise the morale of the employees of the comptroller's office. For Bola Flores, an efficient public administration depends not only on reducing expenses, but also on motivating its staff. Panama Tourism Authority, the ATP, regretted the inconveniences that arose apparently during the Thousand Skirts and Mil Polleras parade held in Las Tablas, Los Santos province, on Saturday. There is always room to improve and further enhance this cultural event that exalts Panamanian traditions. We're willing and have taken into account all the suggestions for this year, said the ATP administrator Gloria de Leon in a statement. She also announced that she will work on optimizing logistics, organization of the inclusion of new initiatives. This after the Board of Trustees of the National Festival of La Mejorana described the day as a scenario of improvisation and anarchy, where playing it cool predominantly and the disappearance of event logistics coordinators. Likewise, the delegation of alumni of the Pan American Institute, the IPA, repudiated all the factors that combined to cause the disaster that ended an event that was meant to be colourful and full of camaraderie. They also urged the authorities to take the necessary corrective measures to ensure good conditions for the activity. The disorder was such that in addition to friction between the participating groups, insults and aggression apparently were recorded between the attendees. The lack of control and the weak intervention of some law enforcement agents contributed to the magnitude of the rioting. Well, regarding attendance at the parade, the ATP reported that more than 276,000 attendees, more than 120 delegations and 15,000 people were present, generating an economic impact of $41.5 million in the Azuero region. An economic movement of $60 million had been projected. The parade has an annual budget of $150,000. Hotel occupancy then was 100% in the Azuero region and 80% in the areas between Agua Dulce and Santiago. This year, as a novelty, the Vereda Mil Polleras, Artisanisa and Gastronomía, together with Emprendimientos, was presented, a space dedicated to entrepreneurs and artisans that generated approximate profits of $165,380. More than 500 units of the National Police were deployed in the province, along with 13 ambulances and a mobile clinic. The Secretary-General of the International Maritime Organization, the IMO, Panamanian Arsenio Dominguez, said on Tuesday that the legislation on the return of the Panama Canal is clear. In the face of threats of intervention by the President-elect of the United States, Donald Trump, "I don't normally pay much attention to this type of comment. The law is clear. It must return to Panama," Dominguez said when asked about this during the press conference to present the annual report of the UN agency. "In 1977, we completed the process. The canal is Panamanian," he said, adding that people have the right to express their opinion, but that doesn't mean that they're right. Trump, who will take office for a second term now on the 20th of January, has accused the canal administration of charging the United States excessive fees since December, as well as alleged control of the waterway by China, allegations denied by Panamanian authorities. A few days ago, he even refused to rule out military or economic coercion to gain control of the canal and the island of Greenland, which is still at the moment part of Denmark. On the future relationship between the IMO and Washington, especially on issues such as decarbonisation, Dominguez said that he would work with the new administration as with any other, just as was done during Trump's first term. Well, that's it then. There's our look for this morning. Some of the local news stories for you. Not so many stories this morning, but quite in depth. And that was compiled for you for this morning's programme.